Welcome to Religions R Us. Are you here to buy Dr. Shami's new book, Prophecies, for today?
I'd like to buy a Bible.
The Bible is a little out of date.
Oh, no. A lot of things happening today are outlined in the Bible, like the nation of Israel becoming a main figure in world events.
Yes, but Dr. Shami's
book... Was Dr. Shami's book written over a period of 1,500 years by people of different backgrounds, like kings and fishermen?
Well, no, but Dr. Shami does have a degree in philosophy.
But does his book have a history that can be verified by archaeology and other historical documents?
No, but I think your heart will testify to you that his prophecies are truly from God.
I'd rather not depend on feelings. The Word of God, please.
But this book is our bestseller.
If there's no evidence that Dr. Shami's book is from God, why is it your bestseller?
It comes with a guide on how to say no to telemarketers in 5 seconds or less.
Oh, I'll take a copy.
The Bible. There's no other book like it.
Morality. It's connected to biblical authority.
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the challenging book, Genesis and the Decay of the Nations. Well, Ken, surely people realize that Christian morality is based on the Bible. Why is it even important to bring out this connection?
Well, you know, in the book of Judges, concerning the Israelites, we read this statement, "When they had no king to tell them what to do, they all did what was right in their own eyes." In other words, when there's no absolute authority to decide right and wrong, everyone has their own opinion as to what they should do. I believe our once Christianized Western culture is very much like the Israelites, as described in this passage from Judges. Because so much of the church has accepted the idea of millions of years and evolutionary ideas, and thus reinterpreted God's word in Genesis accordingly, biblical authority has been greatly undermined in the culture. And because generations of Christian leaders have not believed the history in Genesis, now the culture as a whole no longer believes the Bible is the absolute authority. So increasingly, society is rejecting Christian morality because people no longer believe the book, the Bible, that this very morality is based in. The loss of Christianity in the culture is directly connected to the loss of biblical authority because the church compromised Genesis. After a lecture I gave during my recent speaking tour of England, two teenage girls approached me. One told me she was a believer and she brought a non-Christian friend to hear me speak. The non-Christian girl said, "How come you said I would be immoral if I believe in evolution?" I told her I didn't say that at all. I then explained to her that the point I made in the lecture was that if a person doesn't believe in God or that his word in the Bible is the absolute authority, then there was no basis for absolutes, for right and wrong. So I said, if you believe what the British Museum teaches, that man is just an animal and no different to a fruit fly, then human life has no value. Humans can determine their own morality, if they can get away with it. I then asked her, how can you insist that there are such things as right and wrong if you don't accept the Bible as the absolute authority? Well, you know what? She didn't have an answer. See, only the Christian can defend an absolute morality because they have the absolute word.
Here's Bruce King with a song called Makes It Real.
Even though there's a reason, I still wonder why. There's so much confusion, giving free will a try. It's the chance to make a choice for love that makes it real, makes it real, makes it real. I know I'm not a robot. There's no gun to my head. I can see in both directions. Which way am I led? It's the chance to make a choice. Make a choice for love that makes it real, makes it real, makes it real. because faith is the answer. God is hidden from us, more revealed to the seeker, as the seeker will trust. It's the chance to make a choice, make a choice for love that makes it real, makes it real, makes it real.